Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Woo, what a time to be alive, gentlemen. The Taliban is back. We ain't messing around no more. We ain't messing around. It couldn't get more 2001 if we tried. Britney Spears is back in headlines. The Taliban is back in headlines. And this Friday, Roastamania will go down with the Danger Cats. Okay? You thought the Taliban was bad, brother. I got called racist this week. And that's the bottom line, because that's what the racist said so. Stone Cold Steve Racism is going to come out hot and heavy on this episode and let you know exactly what I think about ethnic minorities. Oh, God, what a time to be alive. Yeah, we're bringing it back. Election time is back. Big Trudy. Big Trudy, my main dog, new ad campaign manager. So we're going to be doing some ads for him, I think. Just out of respect to the Liberal Party, you know. Don't censor me, big dog. I'm on team you now. I'm going to be creating some of the best Liberal ads you've ever seen in a campaign, okay? Remember when he first got in? We were like, oh, great. And then, see, I was on the wrong side of the fence. You know? Did I go woke? Who knows? Who knows? Am I going to go scream at white women that have Asian cooking books? I'm just going to scream at women. That's all. Nothing fancy here. We're not going to pretend like it's anything big and elaborate. No, we're just going to yell at women. It's easier that way. What a time to be alive. We are living in one of the most fucking wild 2 years. It hasn't stopped. It's like you're at a monster truck show and like they're like, you want to see Gravedigger do a backflip? Yeah. You want to see him die? Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. You want to see me launch him to the goddamn stratosphere, a.k.a. Jeff Bezos, shaped in a dick? Yeah. You want the Taliban back? Hell yeah. We wanted the Taliban's back since Nam, brother, since we fucking invented them. You're racist. You're racist if you don't support the Taliban. Okay? I know Canadian troops went over there, fought for 20 goddamn years. I know Americans went over there and fought for 20 goddamn years. But this is a new era. If you don't wake up in the morning and feel white guilt, and you're not a self-hating white straight male, or even just a self-hating male, you filled the brim with toxic masculinity, chop your dick off, feminism will win, because we got petitions now to tell the Taliban to knock it off. You understand me? Emily just put in her TikTok bio, hitting the whoa, telling the Taliban to stop. Stop right now. Thank you very much. Who's next? The Spice Girls are going to pop up and they're going to do a world reunion tour. They're going to be like, all hail the Taliban. You know, we've been a little quiet right now. Spice Girls worldwide. We're going to bring it back. You know, stop right now. Thank you very much. That's to the Americans. Okay. Get free Afghanistan. I'm going to put it in my Instagram bio. A bunch of us celebrities are going to get together. We're going to sing some of Spice Girls' greatest hits all together, all in sync. We might even do it like they did with Imagine by John Lennon with all those other obscure fucking retarded celebrities. And we're going to see what really happens, right? You know, we're just trying to shape the world, shift it, make everything groovy. Girl power, 1995. Tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want the American troops out of Afghanistan. That's what I really want. Peace, love, girl power. It's a 90s reference for you young bucks. If you don't know the Spice Girls, Jerry Holloway's tits was the result of a lot of first boners on this planet. Let me tell you, am I right or am I right, gentlemen? Canceled. All right, yeah, we're a feminist now. Can't believe you would say that shit about a women's tits. Holy hell. What a week. What a whirlwind. We got the roast battle this Friday. The Danger Room. Let's talk about the Danger Room for a second. Sunday, Calgary, Alberta went off without a hitch. You want to hear fucked up shit by fucked up comedians? You come to our shows, Danger Cat shows. We don't fuck around. We don't want to play around with this stupid fucking PC police. We don't do that. We ain't going to share a lot of this shit. You got to come and witness it firsthand. Went off without a hitch. Great first Danger Room. We brought the house down, literally. If you see some photos, the sign fell down. The flag fell down. The crowd was hot. Not physically. I'm just saying they were with it. They were with it. I don't like a good-looking audience. It's intimidating. I don't like it. It's weird. You know, it's always good to, like, make a hot chick laugh, but you're like, You look at her and be like, I bet you fuck like a dead fish, you know? I bet you fuck like a dead fish. Just lay there. I can get the same thing fishing with my buddies. Hey, pull a walleye out and let's masturbate with it, you know? Only reason I fish, am I right, gentlemen, or am I right? Yeah, great first Danger Room. We had a great time. It was a lot of fun. Next one is in September. I believe it's the 5th or the 15th. I'm fucking up here. I will get the date correct for the next pod. Okay? The next pod, I will have it all straightened out, all figured out for when if any of you are in the Calgary area. Damn near, I'm pretty sure it was a packed house. I don't know if it's sold out, but we were knocking on the door up. I don't know the exact number in the attendees, but I know we damn near sold that bitch out for the first one ever. And thank you for everybody that came out. What a time to be alive, doing stand-up, having a great time, meeting you guys, making you laugh, saying fucked up shit. That's what I do. I enjoy it. I live for it. I've made, a stupid career off of it, and it's continually growing, I guess to say. This Friday, roast battles here in Edmonton. If you're in Edmonton, roast battles at Union Hall. I am in a four-man roast battle royale tournament against three other comedians. It'll be a bracket-style tournament. It's myself, Kyle Kniff, Faris Haidia, and Gulliver Twist. She's going to get spicy in there. Not for the weak-minded, not for the offended, not for the fucking losers. I don't think too many losers that follow this shit do the whole woke shit. I had a few fucking knob kisses try to tell me I'm racist for wearing a blackface Trudeau t-shirt. Yes, that makes me racist. Don't you think it'd be a little more racist to do blackface? That's not the point, bro. It's the point that you capitalized off an image that's racist. You're goddamn right. God bless Canada, because we can do that shit here. You know what? If it wasn't meant to be put on a t-shirt, then why did the photo surface? You don't see me in blackface. Maybe half a blackface, you know what I'm saying? You seen the video? That was Big Trudy. That wasn't me. That was Big Trudy. We filmed him that day. That made me laugh. You're racist for having blackface Trudeau on a t-shirt, you redneck piece of shit. Oi, 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 punks. But is punk rock, like, are punk rockers even a thing now? I went to a punk rock show a couple years ago before this all shut down, and it's, like, the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. It's just, like, fat dads trying to, like, do that boot scooting shit. It's a bunch of fat dads. Hey. Anarchy, bro. It's like, dude, you fucking got like three kids at home. You're a store clerk. Fucking give it up. Would you dust off the studs to come out here and like do the punk rock thing? Be like, yeah, it feels good to be young again, bro. Listen, stop. You're 2 months late on your rent. Okay? It's over. fighting the man. You're in Facebook comment sections now trying to tell people that they're fucking, you virtue, punk rock didn't die, bro. It just got a little lazy. We're in Facebook fucking comment sections. Pathetic. Pathetic. You're worse than me. At least I'm getting out there hopping on mics and spewing my hatred for the world. At least I have that still in my heart. I got some get up and go. I got that going for me. We're going to try and book some more shows here coming up soon. Should be a lot of fun. I got a great fucking lineup of guys. Okay. Mark Hughes. Shout out to Mark Hughes for coming in headlining the show. Excellent guy. Wicked dude. Great time. Fucking funny guy. Holy shit. Had me howling. Great jokes. Quite the story. I'd love to get him on the pod. I don't want to leak too much about him. I got a chance to talk with him in the back, and quite the guy. All right. Guy did heroin and robbed banks for a good portion of his time and did 9 years in prison because of it. Yeah, you get a little high. Get a little high. Go rob a bank. Keep the habit alive. Hold up of 7-Eleven. That shit's fucking hilarious. He was laughing. He's like, only in Alberta I can say that. And people go, that's awesome. He's like, I tell people that in Vancouver and they scoff. Oh my God. Only here. Only this province. You know why? Because this one's one of the better ones. Once you get outside of these goddamn cities, Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for comedy, I would honestly move back to a small town. I'd move the fuck out of here. It's a shithole. I do. I love Edmonton. What a great... it's a good city. I don't mind it. I don't hate it. But I don't mind the smaller, you know, the smaller community. Less idiots. I was talking to a guy about it on the weekend there. Actually, I'll shout him out. Wicked guy. Haven't seen him in years. Every time I see him, you know, one of those dudes that you pick up where you left off. Brad Cardinal. Used to be an MMA fighter. We'd run each other in the scene all the time. But whenever there's fights up here, I always get the opportunity to sit down with him. Shout out to Majed Hamill for winning the lightweight championship in Unified this weekend. And also to Graham Park taking home Two Strap Daddy up here. Two Strap Daddy. I think he's a light heavyweight champ and the middleweight champ. Get some. Get some. You want some gold? He's double golded up. He's double belted up. Can't fuck with it. So shout out to Grant Park, the Shave Bear guys, and the CMC guys. It's always a pleasure to see them, gentlemen, and watch them fight. But yeah, like I got to sit down with Mr. Cardinal, Brad Cardinal, Cardinal MMA down in Calgary, Alberta. Yeah, we were just talking about like the small town community, buddy. I love me that small town shit. I love small town guys coming to the big city. I can sniff you guys out fucking like that. Like that. I spot you. You come in this motherfucker. Because I know it. You know when you go to a small town bar, it's a melee. You get away with murder in those fucking places. But you also are respectful enough to know where the boundary is, right? Like if you get into a fist fight, you got to run into this guy probably a week later. You're going to bump into him at the grocery store. There's a big fucking... There is a very fucking likely chance that you're going to have to run into this guy. You got to live together. You got to do shit together. Fuck, you might work with this guy. Who knows? But more than likely, there is going to be a moment's time where you're going to run into him at the bar again and you're going to fight again. You know, you guys got to figure this shit out. That's what I like about small towns because you have to coexist with one another, and there's rules and there's boundaries that are unwritten that everybody knows, you know? Everybody knows the local idiot. Everybody knows the local funny guy. Everybody figures it out. They piece it together. And then when those guys come to the city, you get to unlock a door that you're not quite used to. You can fuck this place up and not have any consequences, you know? It's a big center. That's why people up here feel like they can flex a little bit. Fuck you, buddy. Boom. KO'd. Night-night. Good night, Jim Kite. Yeah, that's why I love it when these small-town kids come up here. I love the small towns. I love the communities outside of the city because they just get it, you know? You guys are my people. You guys are my people, but don't worry. I'm infiltrating this fucking shithole. I'm on Team U still. Don't worry. I'm just doing a little comedy now, boys. That's all. You know? I traded in the work boots for a microphone. I'm writing jokes. I'm out here. I'm the last man standing. I got like three guys with me. Three, I'll say five. Five dudes up here that I know at any given time I could fucking throw a show together that is worthy enough to take to a rig, okay? There's not many comics that would fucking be like, hey, you think you could hang in the doghouse with the boys? You think you could go in the job trailer and fucking murder in there? Not a chance. They'd eat you alive. That's where fucking comedians should go to die. Is if you got to go do 5 minutes in a job trailer out in White Court, Alberta, Grand Prairie, Grand Cache. We're sending you to the fucking shitholes of shitholes. I've done it. I've done the time. I went up north. I've sat on a pipeline for fucking weeks that I didn't want to be there. You know that shit? You guys have been there. Sent away. You're on a job site that's just hell. Nothing is going right. That could be construction, oil and gas. It don't matter. Wherever you want to cut it. Wherever you fucking write. What's your occupation? Plumber. Electrician. I'm a pipeliner. I'm a welder. It don't matter where you fucking, what you write underneath that little bar when you go to the physician. What do you do for a living? I fucking work. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. Big Trudy t-shirts. There they are. Back in stock. Just in time for the election. How wonderful is that? How wonderful is that? Big Trudy. I'm his new ad campaign manager coming up for this next month. He hired me on. We're going to be running some phenomenal ads in support of our fear-filled leader. Also, if you want an extra episode of the Danger Cats podcast, patreon.com/dangercat69. Right? Or head down in the description/bio below, and the links are right there for you. You can click. You get an extra episode on there, Titty Tuesday, plus you get this episode that you are listening to right now, 48 hours earlier than everybody else. How cool is that? That's really cool, Uncle Hack. How much does it cost? I don't know. There's three tiers. Whatever, however you want to support me. That's how we're doing it. That's how we're doing it. And if you want to become a sponsor of this podcast, email UncleHack@DangerCats.tv for a sponsorship on the pod. I'm supposed to advertise this, but I'm such a bitch and I never do it. Anyways, back to the episode. Actually, I don't sit at a desk and rape people's pockets like this fucking floozy that you're watching and listening to right now. I don't think I rape people's pockets. I don't try, anyways. That's not my intentions of doing this shit. Well, fucking give me all your money, bro. I'm just trying to make a living as a comic. That's all. I'm just trying to be a comedian. That's all. I don't need to be the wealthiest guy on the planet. I don't need to have the fucking biggest, baddest truck on the street. I just want to make some motherfuckers laugh. Especially blue-collar motherfuckers. Guys that get it. Guys that get it. That, you know, like toxic masculinity. I love it. It's the best thing on this planet. Toxic masculinity is what's fought off the Taliban for 20 fucking years, and now you losers are all sitting around me like, well, why did they leave? What about the women in Afghanistan? Well, for 20 years, you bitch, why are we even in there, bro? Why are we even in there? Why are we even fighting for fucking Afghanistan? Now the troops are gone, and you're like, what about the women and the children? What about the women and the... Forever, these losers, these fucking little grapes... Little grapes for fucking nuts. And these loudmouth women. What do we do over there? What about the women and the children? Well, fucking pick up the gun, Emily. Head over to Afghanistan. Head over to Afghanistan. Have a good time. Pack your bags. Become Muslim. I don't care what you do. But go enjoy yourself over there. How does that sound? Doesn't sound like a good time, does it? I'm turning into the Rush Limbaugh of Canada. You don't like it here? Well, pack up the guns and head over there, you stupid bitches. One day somebody is going to write a hit piece on me. I can feel it coming. And it's just going to be how racist, how fucking disgusting I am as a human, how sexist I am. I'm going to frame that article and put it in my goddamn living room. And I'll read it. Every time I get a little depressed, I'm going to read it and be like, that warms my heart. You know, Imagine that. Imagine, I don't even know. All I know is when the first one hits, I'm printing it off. I'll sign it and I'll send it back to him. Maybe we'll get laminated copies of it and we'll put a picture of me with a thumbs up and we'll do like something like every order fucking, I don't know. Maybe that's a little egotistical. I won't do that. It would be funny though. It would be super funny. Something about me being a fucking dickweed. We got a great question too, by the way. Great friend question coming up in the next 15 minutes. What a state that the world is in. I think it's phenomenal. I love the chaos. I love that everybody's a little uneasy, you know? Everybody's a little uneasy. Oh, the Taliban's back. What about Britney Spears? Holy shit. There's an election in Canada. Holy fuck. There's just so much going on. We're so distracted. We don't have a fucking clue. There's something bigger up out there. I'm not going to be the conspiracy guy to sit here and be like, listen, there's something happening behind the scenes. There definitely is. There's a power shift. We could all feel it. People are too stupid. We're all sitting here arguing and fighting with one another. And I just want to add a little fuel to the fire. I'm not going to live long. I can feel it in my bones. That or idiots like me live forever because we thought we were going to die young. I think I covered this a little bit. But I have this, the sixth sense. S-I-C-K, by the way, not like a sixth sense that I'm going to be just like my grandfather. See, my grandfather lived so hard and so fast when he was younger, right? The guy that brought the hooker to Thanksgiving dinner. I am going to get him on this goddamn show one day and we're going to sit there and I'm going to have a conversation with him. I'm going to FaceTime him or whatever I got to do. I'll bring his fucking mug up on that goddamn screen behind me and we'll sit and have a conversation about that event that unfolded. And maybe we got to get Grandpa Ted to give some life advice every now and then. When I go to Tabor, I'm going to get him to say some wild shit with me. Maybe I'll bring the mics down and we can sit and have a conversation together. But what the fuck was I just saying? Oh, yeah, Grandpa. I just have this feeling that I'm going to be one of these guys that lives till I'm 98. I'm going to be miserable, hurting, sore, like death is just going to slowly take a piece from me, you know, just because all this shit. Because I feel like that's what's happening with him. Like, he's not going to die anytime soon. I think he's going to live quite a long life. But he's just like at that point where he's miserable. He's like, I fucking hate this, you know. Injuries are popping up because he was too stubborn to go to the doctor when he was younger. There's just like health issues that are slowly creeping up. But they're not like we're not sitting around being like, Grandpa's going to die tomorrow. It's just like he has to take more pills. Oh, my thyroid is fucking up. He can't drink anymore like he used to, you know. He smokes a little bit of weed every now and then, but I think his wife like fucking, why are you smoking that shit? So now he's miserable because of that. He's got to go through that, you know. Fucking guy's just trying to live the rest of his life having a good time. And he's got some barking going on in his ear. He just wants to go get drunk. Probably sit in a titty bar, you know? Sit in a titty bar, see some young titties. Guy loves pussy. He fucking loves pussy. He loves pussy so much that he brought it to Thanksgiving dinner. That's what he was thankful for. It's a metaphor. Hey, bring what you're thankful for. Everybody brought their favorite dish. So did he. What a fucking gentleman. You know, what a time that is. That was one of the funniest things I think I've ever seen that guy. Or funniest stunts I've ever seen that guy pull. He beat up a guy at the boat launch one time because he cut him off. Like this, and this was like 8 years ago. This is recent. Like when he was just slowly coming down, he gave him a one dinger singer. The fuck you doing? He punched some guy with a gold tooth and the gold tooth popped out and it was just a fucking... I don't know, it was a shit show. It was a shit show. Great guy. But I think like that's what happens in life is like as you get old, like the guys that lived wild, crazy lives, they never die. They either die super young or very fucking old. There's no in between. There's never like a 55, you know. There's never like a 55-year-old that like kicks the bucket and you're like, ah, yeah, we kind of seen that coming. It's, oh, like, it just, the wild ones always out. Look at fucking Ozzy. Look at the Rolling Stones. Look at these guys. You got fucking
Wow.
You got fucking Motley Crue, Aerosmith, all these fucking guys that shot heroin and just shoved their cock in anything that moved, and they were out living it, are still just like, they're still doing it. Ozzy's playing another fucking show. The guy's a legend. Guy's a legend. He did it. That's what it's all about right there, gentlemen. You know? If you ain't giving her, you ain't living her. In the words of the great Dean Murdoch from FUBAR 1 and 2. Guy's a legend. Fuck him. Fuck him if they can't take a joke. That's what I say. Have a little hoot. Whew. It's my only vice right now is this fucking vape. I know it's gay, but I feel like it's transitioning over. Cigs used to be the hot thing to do, you know? This is easier. It's so convenient. I can smoke. I'm probably smoking more than I ever would because I'd be lazy. I'm not going outside to smoke. Fuck that. I'm lazy now. Like, smoking cigarettes now takes more effort than it ever has. They fucking push you. Oh, you can't smoke here. I can sneak this fucker while I'm taking a piss in the bar. Nobody will notice. They'll give you, hey. Oh, ow. Had a zit right underneath my nose. I'm breaking out like a motherfucker. But you can sneak this bitch anywhere. I don't hate it. I've been off the piss for a minute now. Why? I just think that the world doesn't need drunk Hacksaw for a minute right now. We got enough problems, you know? Me hammered is basically like the Canadian Taliban. Just terrorizing. It's not good. I'm out being a complete fool. But believe me, gents, there is nothing I love more than getting fucking drilled. That's a secret between you and I. I love getting absolutely shit-faced. It's my favorite activity on the planet. I love being completely blackout drunk. I do. It is, I'll admit it, I'm going to say it right here, right now, in front of you, who's ever watching this, nothing I love more than just pounding so much booze before you head to the bar and you are completely scorched. Like, you know when you look at somebody and they are looking back at you and you feel like they're looking past you, they don't even know you're there. Their fucking head is telling them shit that doesn't even exist. You're looking good, buddy. You're looking good. I bet you could tear that dance floor up. You should probably do that. You should probably head out there and show these ladies what's going on with them feet, brother. And you can't even stand up. But somehow you muster the energy and the balance to go out there and shake your cock to Bruno Mars. Bruno gets the boys going. Bruno gets the fellas toes tapping. After about 98 beers, a couple shots of whiskey, a Bloody Mary, a Caesar, what? Two shots of whiskey, what? Five beers, what? Six beers, what? You're out there, don't believe me, just watch. Shaking your shit. Those are the times that we love, right, gentlemen? You wake up in the morning and you're like, holy fuck, I think I had a good time. Not like when you wake up and you're still drilled and you get the Sunday sillies going on, little laugh factory, and you're having a giggle, it's at about noon when you start sobering up and the death starts creeping upon you. Creeping death! And you can feel that, like there's a shadow just over you and you're like, oh God, oh Jesus Christ, I'm starting to remember what I did last night. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Did I have sex with anybody? Oh, God, boys, did I fuck anything? No? Okay, good, 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 good. All right. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. I told the girl that I really liked. I Snapchatted. Let's look at the conversation. Oh, boy, that is not good. That is not good. Told her I wanted to eat her ass like teriyaki beef jerky. Boy, oh boy, why did I have to say teriyaki beef jerky? And I absolutely butchered the spelling to teriyaki. Hopefully she's got a good, she can decipher that. It's like, God, it's like I should have just sent her Morse code. She would have had an easier time trying to figure out what the fuck I'm trying to say. Like that drunk, where you think everything is a good idea. Everything is a great idea. That fucking hammered. That's a great fucking, oh, it's a beautiful state of mind. You know, you're free. That is like pure freedom in my head, is being so drunk that you don't know what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're thinking. And you're just on complete autopilot. That's what I'm looking for. Complete autopilot. You're coasting through, you know. Fuck, you're getting lost. You're hanging out with the homeless, singing Bismarck Key songs. You're fucking out there tap dancing. You're doing a little tap dance to Bruno Mars for the ladies. You're completely striking out, but your confidence is through the roof. You'll talk to any girl in there, but they're like, get the fuck away from me. You're telling like knock-knock jokes that don't make sense. You're killing it in your head to everybody else. You're just a fucking idiot. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, gents, there's nothing wrong with that. So what? So what? I had a few drinks. Fucking, what am I? Nail me to the cross, why don't you? I had a few too many drinks. So what? Everybody out here fucking acting like they've never had a few too many cocktails on a weekend before. Let's get into this. Let's get into this fan question. I like this one. I do read these before, so I do think about them prior. I come up with some shit, right? I'm not going to sit here and say this is completely all off the cuff. I do write some notes. This one, a little bit of riffing at the beginning. I wanted to see. I'm always testing myself. I like to try and push the narrative and push myself to try and figure things out on the fly. Today, with as much as what's going on in the world, I figured, hell, just go spew your shit and see what's really going on. All right. We'll keep his name out of this because I feel like he would like that. Hack, what's up, brother? Not sure if you'll get this since you take questions on Instagram. Oh, he threw it on Facebook. That's sometimes it puts it in there. First off, want to say you're killing it and thoroughly enjoy the pod every week with your material since the beginning. I appreciate that, my boy. I appreciate that. Oh, great. We're going to fucking plug this in. Where are we? Want to say at first, your material for the first video I saw was pro tips from a dipshit. Fucking gold, he says. Right on. Anyways, here's my question. If you care to answer it, right on. Right on. Back when all of us young bucks headed off to college, we were obviously full of piss and vinegar, really ready to really cash in on as much sniz as possible. I like that. There was always two smoking hot twins that lived on residence that all of us guys gawked at and dreamt of maybe one day getting a piece of. Unfortunately, they were both taken at the same time. Anyways, fast forward, my best buddy and I gradually worked them down and eventually married both of them. The old long game approach. We had it made in the shade. Two best buds that became brother-in-laws. In-laws are amazing, which made every get together. Okay. All right. Wow. Unfortunately, after 5 years, not a happy ending. My buddy and my sister-in-law are separated, so I'm left in a bit of a pickle still being brothers with him to death and watching him and my sister-in-law start their next chapters in life. So far, so good being neutral and keeping the same relationship with both of them. I'm just curious to see what words of wisdom good old Hack has to recommend on how to carry on. Cheers, brother. You're a fucking legend and always look forward to rocking the pod every week. You're killing it. Hope that's not too long. I just know you hate the bullshit one sentence questions. You're goddamn right I do. I like this right here, okay? You're gonna write a fucking question, you be like this guy. I'm gonna keep his name out of it, but big boy, I appreciate that. Lots of context there. Lots to fucking decipher through. You can pull sentences out. That's how you write a fucking question, you idiot. Not like, hey, man, how do I break up with my girlfriend? You tell her you want to break up, you dumb cunt. How hard is that? You can answer your question with the question you just break up with her. Duh. You idiot. This right here is how you fucking write something. One day, I'm going to figure out how to do it in video format or audio, so you can send in like a little voice memo, or I don't know how to do that. One day we'll fucking afford a producer for this goddamn show once it gets a little more down the road. But yes, this is a great question. Two best buds going to ripping up college, getting snizzed, see two hot twins. They're like, we gotta fuck them. First off, two men on a mission. Nothing will stop two men on a mission. And I like that. You two fucking went for it. Here you are. By the pictures, great looking gal. Great looking gal, pal. Yeah, both of them. Smoke shows. Great looking. You know what? We're not going to let that get the best of us, though. This is about you and your buddy. Okay? First off, if the divorce is clean, leave it alone. All right? You don't got to... This is the problem. You know, that's why small town shit is always like that, you know? It's always, you got to pick a friend group. Everybody's in your business trying to tell you, well, you can't hang out with him because she divorced him and he doesn't like her and this and that and this. Fuck them. People always got to feel like they got to tell you what you can and cannot do. They can suck your fucking dick is what they can do. All right. I like this guy's approach. Everything's civil. I hope it stays civil. You were buddies with him before you married the bitch. Remember that. Before you married the bitch. But I know over time, the in-between, there's this, like, period of time where, you know, or there's this period in a guy's life where you're kind of spending more time with your significant other than you are with your buds, because that's what we do, okay? When you're young and you're a renegade, like you were in college there, You both had the spunk, the fucking testosterone, right? You were out chasing pussy, you're having a good time, and then you guys got the fucking Hail Mary of a lifetime, you know? You get to hang out at every family event. It was too good for too long, and something had to fuck up, and now they're getting a divorce, right? You got to hang out with your best bud at every family get together, you know? The in-laws were great. You guys got to hang out. You guys were buddies. You brought a new energy to the family. Everybody's happy. But the marriage didn't work out. Fuck them. If they can't accept the fact that you're going to hang out with this guy, he's your best bud. He was there before all these other motherfuckers, and you're still going to hang with them. I hope you do. I hope you do. And if the fucking, you know, if the sister-in-law wants to talk some shit, you just kindly remind her, remember, he was my fucking buddy before he ate your sniz, okay? Before he ate your sniz, me and him would sit on the fucking college dorm room balcony, look down at you two doing yoga in the park and think, we're going to shove our cocks in them, okay? We're two wild foxes looking at these two bunnies just sitting down there and being like, one day you're going to slip up. And I'm going to eat your ass one day. And then you ended up marrying him. How about that? What a world. What a turn of events, I got to say. But, it's stupid. I hate that so much. Like, it seems like a divorce, just everything has to get separated. You know, everything. Friend groups, money, house. The bottom three. The bottom two. I'm over here going off too quick. The bottom two, that's between them. Friendships and all that, you shouldn't have to decide, oh, I got to be with the sister-in-law. Fuck the sister-in-law. I bet you know what? Is she as fun as him? I highly doubt it. Would you pick up the phone? Okay, ask yourself this. If you're going to pick up the phone, who are you going to call and go for a drink? Probably your buddy, not her. She's going to find a new dude one day, though, and that's going to make things, like, weird. It's going to put some turbulence in the air, because there's going to be, as long as those two can be civil enough and leave one another and just be like, you know what, as long as you're happy, I'm happy, let's keep this civil, because, you know what? There's going to be some interaction here. At some point in time, there's probably going to be a house party that you're going to have, and you're going to sit there with your old lady and all get into an argument because you want to invite, we're going to call him Mark. You're going to invite Mark over, but then she's going to invite her sister, obviously, and her sister got a new boyfriend. And it's now a race to whoever is going to date or fuck someone first. That's what it is. And if one of those get jealous, that's when the turbulent ride starts coming around. Because it is. It's just natural human emotion. When you see somebody that you were with somebody new and they're smiling and then you're like, oh, fuck, I couldn't make her happy. It's just natural. It is. It's like, that's why when you see your ex out in public, you're like, I hope the bitch is doing bad. And you hate seeing her smile. But deep down inside, if you're a bigger man than that, you can be like, yeah, you know what? I fucking don't care. I hope he's doing, I hope he makes her happier than I did. It takes a lot of, it takes a big man to be able to like take that off your shoulder and be like, yeah, I hope she's happy. It does. Because there is going to be that time. You're going to, like, right now it's fresh, right? The wounds are still fresh. You're still trying to figure out, ooh. But over time, it's going to get weird because I hope to God that you stay with him. The new guy that she brings around, just be respectful for him. Like, you know, that's your best bud. I get it. Sometimes people grow apart, and it's the natural progression in life. You know, there's guys that I was friends with for 5-10 years. You know, and when we run into each other, we pick up where we left off. But I'm also like a gypsy. I don't like to stay hunkered down too long. It makes me nervous, and that I gotta fucking go. All right. But I never blow anybody off. I only blow them. I think right now, because it's fresh, right? The wounds are fresh. The blood is still, you know, the stitches just got put in and we're still trying to figure out where it goes. But there will be a time when that happens. You're going to have a barbecue or some shit. You're going to invite a few guys over. And your wife is going to want to invite her sister because and her sister's going to have a new boyfriend or whatever it is, new fuck piece. And that's when the awkward shit starts happening. And that's when you will argue with your wife about what's going on. And you, it might not be an argument to the extent of where you think like, oh, fuck, this is getting out of control. Oh, this is getting out of control in here. We're fucking yelling and screaming at one another over this fucking guy. You know? But it definitely will happen because it's a awkward place to be in. It is. It's a really awkward. Oh, God, what the hell has happened to me? It's a really awkward situation. You know, you're with your best buddy. You two, you guys hit it off and he's going to have to come in. Both of you are going to have to be the bigger man and just accept the fact that this guy did nothing fucking wrong. Offer him a goddamn beer. That's what we do. No matter what, if you're enemies. I almost said something the other day. Where the fuck was I? Shit. Oh, God, I can't remember. But I'm standing there. Even if I'm not drinking or whatever it may be, right? Even if I'm not drinking, I was fucking irate in my head. Not because he didn't offer me anything, or I was like, but it's just dude code. I preach this. You want to know how you break the ice? Hey, can I get you a beer? Simple sentence. And this fucking guy didn't do it. And I was sitting there and be like, you fucking loser. No wonder you, like, look at you. You fat mess. Nobody wants to hang out with you. No wonder. I can only wonder why. Look at this fucking guy. And I just like run it in my head. But don't be that. Don't be a deliberate dickhead. I hope, you know, when the ex-wife, because there's going to be times where he's going to want to come hang. And I hope he's still welcome in your house. You don't give the wife the power. This right here. Oh, this right here will test who's running the house. Because if she goes, he's not coming around here. Fuck, he ain't. Like, fuck, he ain't. He's coming over. He's hanging out. That's my best bud. I know I married you, but I'll fucking divorce you too. And we'll go back to that goddamn college and start fucking young pussy again. You understand me?
I pay the mortgage.
Yeah, you don't got to go that far, but you just got to, this is a good time to flex up and be like, I am still going to be friends with him. You are not calling, I don't give a shit if it's your sister, your mother, or whoever was fucking who. That's my buddy. We have been through thick and thin. I'm going to assume that you guys were both the best man at one another's wedding, right? I'm going to assume that. That's a big thing. I've only been one best man. It was for Hoove's wedding. And I filled up some big shoes there. He married a wonderful woman. He's got two great children. And if anything happened, and not that, I'm not really friends with, I wouldn't say I'm not friends, but it's not like I'm going over to her side of the family every time I'm down there. I don't ignore them. I acknowledge them. They're great people. They're wonderful people. I love being around them. They're not dramatic. They love having a good cocktail. They love having a good time and a laugh. They're wonderful people. But you bet your sweet ass, if war went down with that man and that family, I'm back in Hoovin' up. I'll put on the fucking World War II helmet and we're going into the front lines. You bet your sweet ass. That's just who I am. And I hope that you don't just abandon your buddy. Because right now he's going to be going through some shit. That's some fucked up shit to go through. And he's going to feel like, I don't know, but I'm assuming inside that he feels like he's being a burden to you. By asking you know, it's just a guy thing. We bury that shit. We push our emotions down into places. And I know he's probably feeling it. There's a wrath that he's feeling of emotions. He's going to start thinking about the future and be like, oh, man, all the shit that he's going to see. Photos of you guys at the family event. How's Doug? How's Doug? How's the old man doing? These questions get brought up a little awkward. I know you're sitting here saying, being like, what did he say at the end there? I'm left in a bit of a pickle, still being brothers with him to death and watching him and my sister-in-law start their new chapters in life, right? So both of them are figuring it out, and you're involved with both of them. You are. It's a weird one, man. I'm just curious. But don't let any of these guys in. If he's your buddy, don't let anybody influence any fucking decision-making. I don't even care if it's your wife, you know? That's your buddy. No, see, me and my girl, we got an understanding now. She's got her thing going on. I got my thing going on, but we've got a clear understanding. I'm also like, I'm not one of these guys right now that's going on getting hammered with the boys every weekend. I'm pretty low key right now, really focused on comedy. I got a direction and I got drive in me, and that's what I'm really starting to chase, right? So I can't sit here and be like, yeah, man, fucking Wing Wednesday, bro. Fucking you're not invited, bro. I can't sit there and speak on that behalf because that's just not what I do right now. But there will be some awkward moments in the future, and I hope that you keep it together. You keep this shit nice and tight, right? Nice and tight. This is frontline battle, okay? Who's gaining ground in the house? This is battle. This is mental warfare, okay? The wife is seeing this. She'll see this as using this as an opportunity to be like, if she didn't like him, especially if she doesn't like him, this is a perfect opportunity to move in and make some ground, make some headway. She's fucking, if you want to go allies and axis, you know, she's taking over France right now. She's taking over France. I think that in this next year, you'll start seeing where the chips fall, you know? And I hope that he's still welcome around. Nobody treats him any different than they did before. So what? Two adults don't want to be together. And we always got to, that's the thing. All of us other humans make a bigger deal than what these two could fucking probably just walk away. They're like, oh yeah, this ain't working. We'll just go our separate way. And then everybody else has to make a big deal about it. Well, we can't invite him if we can't invite her. So what? Let them coexist with one another. It's a fucking concrete jungle out there, for Christ's sakes. What? You can't have two people in the same fucking house and act civilly no more? Is that what it is? Is that where we're at? We can't just all fucking sit around and have a few cocktails? So what? Who gives a shit? why do we care so much? But it is. It's natural human emotion to sit there and be like, ah, she's doing better than me. What am I doing? I'm a failure. It is. Yeah. It's always difficult to like, you wish them the best, but you don't want to see them doing better than you, you know? It seems like that's a natural thing to feel. And that's okay. That's okay. As you should. But I think, listen, big dog, I think that you just have to assess this as time moves on. And be very, very aware of the situations that are happening around you. Be fucking very keen to what people say and how they fucking say it. Because there's these snarky fucking remarks that people like to slide in situations like this, you know. I've watched friend groups get split over a divorce. I've watched, you know, people all of a sudden, the true colors start coming out because then they can talk shit on this fucking guy that's supposed to be your friend. But just, I hope to hear in the future that this guy is still coming around. He's still your buddy. You're still kicking it. You're having beers. You don't let anybody else influence the decisions. You know what? You tell them both, hey, there's probably going to be some fucking parties that we have, a little backyard barbecue where you two are just going to have to sit there and get the fuck along. It's 2.5 hours out of your goddamn day to sit there and have a meal with a big fucking crowd of people. And if you can't deal with that, then get the fuck out of my house. It's your house, daddy. It's your house. If you're having the event and these fucking losers can't keep it civil. No, yeah, this is going to go fucking wonky, ain't it? That's cool. And if these fucking losers can't sit around and just have a meal with one another, then too fucking bad. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. That's what I think. I think people are just stupid sometimes. I think we get so tied up over the dumbest shit our egos can't handle. All right, we'll fucking... Where is this going to go? Oh, great. Oh, brother. Let me turn this off. Shit show. Computer died. We'll do a quick little zoom in, huh? How you like that? How you like those apples? Here we are. Yeah, that's what I think. I think I wouldn't let anybody else influence your decision making in the future. If you want to have both of them over, you have both of them over. And if they want to act like fucking teenagers that just broke up in high school, I hate my ex, then let them do it. Let them fucking do it. They can do it somewhere else. But yeah, don't let anybody else fucking tell you what you can or can't do. You can't. People are stupid. They all seem to think that they hold some sort of power all the time. That's what I've noticed as I'm getting older. Everybody seems to think that their opinion matters the most. Me, I just do this shit because I find it funny. I don't think my opinion is worth a grain of salt in my mind. That's what I think. I do this because it makes me laugh. I have a good time doing it, and that's it. I'm not sitting here trying to shape the world on how it's going to be in the future. I don't want to be some fucking Martin Luther King or, you know, or some Gandhi, if you will. I don't give a shit. That's the thing, is I do shit that I think are funny and people fucking... So don't allow people to give you their opinion and make their opinion matter. For one, if you want to be friends with both of them, you be friends with both of them. If you don't want to be friends with her, tell the wife. I'm not fucking friends with her. I didn't like her. Whatever it is, whatever your decision is, I hope that you stick to your guns and don't allow anybody to influence anything other than what's inside your head and what you think, what you feel. Don't let, don't become a pushover. Be like, oh, Jeff can't come over because Cindy's coming over too. That's too bad. Jeff's coming over and we're going to watch the game down in the basement so you two fucking yapping hens can stay the goddamn fuck upstairs and we're going to have a good time down there. We're going to get hammered and we're going to the titty bar. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have a good goddamn time. And I can give a shit what you think, woman. All right. casserole's done at 5, 2 slices downstairs, stat, 5:10. Nate, there's going to be a tag team match in this kitchen like the good old days. You understand me? But like when we met in college, remember when we used to fuck in the same dorm room? Both of you, remember that? Remember that? Just remind them of the past. Remember when the times were good? Remember when we used to drag you home from that shitty dive bar from karaoke and we'd do anal in the same dorm room? You remember that? You sure don't forget them days. Must I remind you? Must I remind you? But yeah, I don't know. Just have a good time. Live your life. Don't let anybody fucking influence. Fuck the family. Fuck them too. That's your buddy. If you can't stand up for your buddy, what will you stand up for? Huh? You're going to die on your knees like a pussy? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to let the wife take over the household? No, because you are the number one gender. And we're going to go back to this every time I get a question like this. This is the battle of the sexes, brother. Yeah, the Taliban's back. We'll worry about that once we get feminism out of the picture, okay? Once we get this feminism out of the picture, we'll worry about the Taliban. Right now, the war is inside your house, and it's a mental warfare, okay? Somebody's going to start trying to gain some ground here, and you got to put your foot down. You're America in 2002, heading over to Iraq. We're going to fuck shit up. You sons of bitches. We got a 20-year marriage ahead of us, 20-year war. That's what I hear. Time to gain some ground right here, buddy. Time to gain some ground. Boots on the ground. Infiltrate the cities. Get the perimeter set up. When she tries to fucking flank, you are already there. Be like, ah, ha, ha, gotcha. Gotcha. You think you were just going to tiptoe around me? Is that what you thought was going to happen? You thought you were going to tiptoe around me. So just remember, this is mental warfare all the time. Okay, don't lose any ground. Don't lose any ground. That's where we're at. That's what we're doing. We're grown-ass men. We can make decisions for ourselves. We can hang out with who the fuck we want. We don't need other people to tell us who we can hang out with, who we can talk to, who we can't talk to. I hate guys like that. They act all cool with you. And don't be one of these fucking losers either that acts all cool with them when he's around and when nobody else is around. But the moment somebody else is around, you know, you got to fucking back off because, you know. I hate guys like that. I fucking hate them, you phony losers. Don't turn into that. That's your buddy. Don't disrespect him ever like that. I know some guys like that. I've said that 3 times. I know a few fellas like that. They act all fucking cool. Hey, brother, how you doing? When their wife isn't around, as soon as their wife's around, I'll be like, hi. Yeah, no, how's things going? Oh, wow. Yeah. Ugh, you phony fuck. Get away from me. I hope he calls you out. If you turn into that guy, buddy, fucking turn this podcast off. Unsubscribe, and you're coming to boot camp. We're going to whip you back into shape. Get those balls pumping some testosterone. We're bringing your buddy, and he's going to be the drill sergeant. He's going to beat that pussy fucking shit right out of you. He's going to take a goddamn shillelagh, shove it up your ass, and it's going to be wrapped around with a small copper wiring, and then he's going to hit you with a taser and shock that shit out. Shock that fucking, that, ooh, I'm a fucking pussy. He's gonna fucking get that out of your goddamn system. Okay? That's what's gonna happen. That's what's gonna happen. I hope that answers your question. I hope we covered all the bases. Just a reminder, Friday, August 20th, Fort McMurray, Edmonton, Alberta, Roast Battles, Danger Cats is hosting it. I am performing in there, battling 3 other comics. I'll be doing a set as well. August 21st, we will be in Fort McMurray having the time of our lives up in the Mac, baby. Up in the goddamn Mac. And we're going to be living her and giving her in the Fort Mac, the cool mistress. Going to be a great night. Got a great lineup heading up there. Myself, Brett Forte, Sam Walker, and our host is Erica. And I don't know how to pronounce her last name properly, but she's going to be the host of the evening. I believe there's a few tables and tickets left. Going to be another great night. We're going to have a lovely time. bringing some comedy to the blue collar bastards of this fucking province. I love it. I love that I get to go and do this, man. And I appreciate all of you out there. You guys have fucking strap up, okay? Strap up. We're fighting for free speech. That's my new move. I don't give a shit. Fuck everybody. Fuck politics. All these fucking butthurt. Tired of it. Sick of it. Don't give a shit. I'm offended what you said. Good. That's where I'm at these days. I'm offended. Do I look like I fucking care? Do I look like a therapist? I don't give a shit. I'm up here trying to tell dick jokes and fuck it about things going in my ass. Last thing I care about is your feelings. Unless your feelings is a cock, then shove it back home. You know what I'm saying? Unless your cock is a puss, then you let me eat it. Yeah. Anyways, thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. We appreciate you tuning in. Numbers are back. Glad to be back. Glad to be doing this again. And hope to see some of you out at the shows this weekend. August 20th, Edmonton, Alberta. August 21st, Fort Mac.